Peter, I understand that Quantium has actually been around for a number of years. What is it that your company does?
That's right. Quantium's been around for about 17 years now, and we're an advanced materials and coatings company. So, for example, one of our products is called CAMOL, which stands for Catalyst-Assisted Manufacture of Olefins, and it's an anti-coking coating, which is used in the olefins manufacturing industry.
So the project that you submitted and got funding for from the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation from the Grand Challenge a year and a half ago, what is that project?
So that's something a little different. So our project is developing a process which will make methanol from captured carbon dioxide emissions and from a clean source of hydrogen. So methanol is an important building block in the manufacture of many products such as paints, polymers, and glues, and it also shows a lot of promise as a transportation fuel, and it's quite a big global market. So about 65 million tons of methanol are produced every year, so that's obviously a very attractive commercial opportunity for us. Now, conventionally, methanol is produced in large plants from natural gas, and the natural gas is first turned into a mixture of hydrogen and carbon monoxide, which is called syngas, and then this syngas is converted into methanol at high pressure. So this process is pretty energy intensive, and it produces about 0.75 tons of carbon dioxide emissions for every ton of methanol that you make. So we're developing here at Quantium a catalytic technology which will produce methanol from carbon dioxide captured from the air or from industrial smokestacks and from renewable hydrogen, which will be produced by splitting water using sunlight.
Your project is interesting because it actually has two parts, and you mentioned sunlight. So how do you marry the two together?
You know, obviously for making a process which is going to be clean and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the ingredients for that process need to be from renewable sources. Obviously, you know, carbon dioxide, which can be basically free because we're going to capture that, and then we need hydrogen as well. Now, hydrogen, you know, typically is produced by a process called steam methane reforming, and that's very energy intensive. So we obviously need a source of hydrogen which is going to be renewable. So that's where the photochemical water splitting comes in, which is Professor Buryak's half of the project at the University of Alberta, who we're very excited to be working with.
Now, it sounds like if you get this thing really going, that you'll be able to save on the energy footprint and also you'll be able to do it cheaper. Am I correct?
Exactly, yes. So instead of emitting greenhouse gases in making the methanol, we'll be turning greenhouse gases into the methanol. So instead of making 0.75 tons of carbon dioxide for every ton of methanol that we make, we'll be directly reducing carbon dioxide emissions by about 0.75 tons for every ton of methanol that we make. So that's a very attractive environmental solution, I think.
So where did the idea for this technology come from?
We've been looking at this kind of clean technology for a while now. We saw that the CCMC had their grand challenge to look for innovative uses of carbon dioxide to turn it into something useful. And we thought, well, you know, aha, this could work for both of us.
So what stage are you at now?
We're at the applied research and development stage. We're not, you know, looking at making a pilot plant or, you know, commercializing our technology within the next, you know, 1 to 2 years. We're looking at a slightly longer time frame for commercialization. So, yeah, we're at a reasonably early stage at the moment.
So in order to get the material, where do you actually do the processing? Where do you envision this happening? Is it going to be on site at an emitters plant, or is this something where you have to ship everything to a facility that you're creating and then manufacturing the methanol plus from there?
We envision it, you know, being fairly flexible. So yes, as you suggest, it could be something which could be installed at an emitter site on a small scale, or else, you know, piped to a large, more centralized plant for large scale manufacturing. So I think the technology will be pretty scalable and flexible in how it could be deployed.
And who would be the people who would be using it once it's all developed and ready to go?
Quantium ourselves, we could be obviously partnering with much larger corporations to, you know, build a standalone plant or, you know, licensing the technology. There's a number of different business models we can envision using for this.
In terms of where you are in the research and development, what obstacles or challenges do you still have to overcome?
Well, I mean, there's obviously a few still to overcome. I mean, the first big challenges are the material challenges. So it's developing a material which is catalytic, which can turn the carbon dioxide and the hydrogen into methanol at lower temperatures and lower pressures than the conventional process. And so, you know, we're using our expertise in tailoring materials at the nanoscale to help do this. So if you think about the width of a human hair, so we're working on a scale which is about 1,000 times smaller than that. So, I mean, the first is the material challenge, really. And we're making very good progress in that regard. And then there's the process challenges. So in getting something to work in the lab is one thing, but then obviously you have to overcome the hurdle of scaling that up to, you know, first of all, to a pilot scale, so something which is, you know, on a skid in the back of our manufacturing facility, and then from that scale up to, like, a full plant scale, if necessary. So there's still a ways to go, but I think we're making very good progress.
What has it meant to your company and to this project to have the support and funding from the CCEMC's Grand Challenge?
Oh, it's been tremendous. You know, money's always tight for small companies like Quantium, and you know, getting these technology development grants from institutions like the CCEMC really helps us to get our clean technologies out into the marketplace and helping the environment.
Peter, thank you very much.
Great, thank you.